Absolutely.
Thanks to Brian Cry and Lauren Glassbrenner, our guests on today's morning show. Chris Hillman, Roger McGuinn on WRCO, and Bob Dylan's You Ain't Going Nowhere. Congratulations, a couple of people that will be going somewhere, that's right. Mackenzie Parkhurst and Janet Olson each win tickets for the upcoming performance of Escanaba in the Moonlight. Now, there's no guarantee when you come out of there, you won't be saying, yeah, hey there, let's go to deer camp, you know, talk like that. Anyway, that's coming up this weekend. Should be a great time for all, and you can get your tickets at the door. For more information, you can email communityplayerssww@gmail.com or call 608-538-3848. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 38 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. High-stakes talks between senior delegations from the United States and Ukraine are now happening in Saudi Arabia, hours after Russian air defenses say they shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over Russia. Army chiefs from over 30 countries have arrived in Paris for talks on creating an international force to deter future aggression once a ceasefire is established. Nearly all 32 NATO countries, but not the U.S., are in attendance. Now, futures are up, but stocks took a major nosedive on Monday as fears grow about a possible recession.
Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country is set to go into effect on Wednesday, which could lead to costlier appliances and cars. Consumers make up 70% of the U.S. economy, and impacts are being felt. Small business owners uncertain of what's to come.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested in connection with an international criminal court case alleging crimes against humanity. This is ABC News. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in stable but no longer guarded condition as he continues to recover from pneumonia. The Pope is now 88 years old and, says ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Rome,
there's no indication that Pope Francis is going to resign. That is completely not on the table at all and not talked about here in the Vatican at all. I think it's important to underline that, you know, Pope Francis is confined to his hospital room for now. There's no indication of when he might hopefully be discharged from hospital, but he is still working from his hospital room, according to the Vatican. He has been joining Vatican business and meetings via video link.
Pope Francis has spent more than 3 weeks now in the hospital. After reporting dismal financial results, Nissan's chief executive Makoto Uchida has announced that he is stepping down. Uchida is the one who called off talks last month about a possible merger with rival carmaker Honda. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
Napa Know How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Five minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday. It is Quizzy Poo Day, so we'll have to see, learn together what the quizzy is on today, and get ready for my spring semester exam. Although it's not quite spring semester, but getting close. Less than a week away from St. Patty's Day, which to me, that's not official, but it always kind of seemed like that's the first day of spring, March 17th. It is to me, anyway. We'll be wearing the green coming up already next Monday.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, buy me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 47, partly cloudy, breezy, and sharply cooler. Tonight, quiet and cool with scattered clouds and 26. 53 Wednesday, and then we'll get back up there. 63 on Thursday and 71 Friday with some rain, showers, and thunderstorms likely by Friday night. For the rest of the weekend, 55 with scattered rain showers Saturday, and then Sunday, 36 with a few flurries possible. Boo. Right now at WRCO, following the record breakers, 69 yesterday, it is 39 degrees. We are up very rapidly after a low about an hour ago of 29.
Hey, time, honey, I'm a white line running down a dream on a
Lainey Wilson. Stay tuned for Mr. Bray stopping by for school time with us here this morning. Good luck getting there. 39 at WRCO, WRCE. Here's Old Dominion.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of a front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights. Those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights. Those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Have a little girl, a little boy, a little band, here we go.
everyone needs to know right now. Shania Twain with some 90s country for you. Some days to celebrate today. It is Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. All right. Maybe have Hank go to the kitchen and whip us up some today. It's Johnny Appleseed and National Eat Your Noodles Day. It's Promposal Day. I guess this is the day when you ask someone to prom. That must be it. National Organize Your Office Day. Your home office. Okay. My home office. Well, we'd have to, really get some organizing done. You might have to get a skid steer and a shipping container to organize my home office.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
Hey there, this is Albert Sodi from Escanaba in the Moonlight. I just want to make sure you fudgesuckers all know that we're only doing this show one weekend. That's it. Right, boys?
You betcha. Right,
but say, sis, you only one season?
Huh? What?
Oh, the Jimmer wants to know why it's only one weekend.
Oh, geez, them crumps. All the fault of that producer guy, don't you know? Just didn't think it out. He's so dumb, he taught Meow Mix was a music CD for cats.
Well, he's so dumb, he tried to climb Mountain Dew.
Oh, he's so dumb, he asked me how to spell TV.
Now, I'm sure his intentions were good. It's just that he's so dumb, he took a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Oh, which weekend is it again, Wolf Moon Dance?
It's only on Friday and Saturday, March 14th and 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
And we gotta tell everybody that there's no advance ticket sales. They're all just $10 at the door.
Holy wah!
Well, he did pick a good cast.
Your first choice for better health.
At-home test or colonoscopy. Which screen is right for you? The best person to help answer that is your healthcare provider. Have an open conversation about your risk factors. The important thing is to make sure you're screened. If you need a colonoscopy, the Richland Hospital and Clinics have highly skilled providers ready to take care of you.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Get on.
Good morning, Mr. Nee. Welcome to class.
Thank you, Mr. Bray.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, so we have that little respect for, well, maybe for 4 or 5 minutes.
For a little.
How was your evening, young man?
Good, good.
Nice. Kind of nice not to run for a while.
Yeah, didn't have to run, got a little fresh air. That was good.
So you get to walk?
A little bit.
Or hop?
Hop around. Hop. Mm-hmm.
Did Miss June go with you?
No. Oh, Miss June goes a lot faster than I do. Yep, exactly.
Well, that's all right, though. Good for you.
Didn't get the bike out yet.
You did not get the bike out.
But I will. I will. Mm. There's a lot. I've got some wind resistance, and there was a little bit of wind yesterday, too.
Wind resistance.
Oh, yeah.
Wind. Mm-hmm. I do, too. And it's not my hair.
No.
Mm-mm. I think it's my gut.
Yeah, that could be.
Anyway. Oh, well. Any big plans for today?
Just busy stuff.
Got you look awful nice today, Mr. Nee.
Thank you. Well, yeah, what are you trying to butter me up here?
No, it's that I'm being appraised by the work, by the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Employee evaluation.
Yeah.
It's this month.
It's appraised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call it appraisal. Mm-hmm. Don't like that, but that's just me.
You're being appraised. I'd say you're worth about...
$3 maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Maybe.
On the collector market.
Would I be worth more if people were trying to send me back to where I came from?
Probably.
I'm going for $4 right
Take
now.
Take up a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, GoFundMe account.
Mm-hmm.
And never come back. All right, buddy. I have 10 questions today on just a little bit of... there are just things all over the world.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Even a couple with Wisconsin in them.
Really?
Mm?
You know, it's been since October since I had a friend.
I know, I saw that, and I'm trying to help you, Phil.
So. How are you helping me?
I'm helping our side.
I was going to say.
All right, buddy. March 11th quiz. 10 questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? And these could shock you. Peeing on a jellyfish sting helps with the pain. They're all true false.
Man, you always got to go there, don't you?
Number two.
All right.
They are 5 different blood groups. True. These are all true false, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Number three. The first animal sent into space was a monkey.
All right.
Number four, K is worth 4 points in Scrabble.
It's been a while.
Krulats. That would be worth 4 points for me if I could spell it.
K-R-U-L-A-T-Z. No, that's 6 letters. Okay.
Let's see here. What number am I on, Phil?
5.
Oh, the black box in a plane is black.
All right.
Number 6. Our blood contains gold.
All right.
If that's true, no wonder Bob's always out to get everybody's blood.
Another blood drive going on tomorrow at the community center.
Mm-hmm. Number 7. Humans lose an average of 75 hairs from their head each month.
Except Henry Bray, who loses, I won't go there. All right.
You're already there. And my hair's not.
All right.
Number 8. About 1/3 of all Americans live within 500 miles of Wisconsin. Now, think about that.
Come again?
About 1/3 of all Americans live within 500 miles of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Number 9. There are more than 2 million deer in the state of Wisconsin.
All right.
I won't be able to read your writing.
10.
The state flag was adopted in 1863 and has not been changed since. All right, man. What do you think you got?
I think I did pretty well because I actually knew some of them.
Did you?
Yes.
You knew the flag one right away.
I'll go with 7 right.
Really?
7 correct.
And you're hoping for a...
Well, I'd like to have a fridge hanger, but I can't ever get past the first one. So.
Well, let's see what you did.
So let's see what we did.
Number one, peeing on a jellyfish sting helps with the pain.
True.
Nope, that's false.
Oh, it is not. That can't be... Oh. It's so... They always say it does. I've never tried it, but I'm gonna Google that one.
Please do,
man. I'm gonna do it right now. You got to be wrong on that.
No, I'm not. It's a myth.
That's here. Because Google never lies.
Yeah, I know it doesn't.
Oh, it says it's an old wives' tale. It's been debunked by medical professionals. It says it is not an effective treatment for stings and can actually worsen the pain and inflammation. Well, it's good to know that because
I don't laugh this good in a long time.
You take so much joy. I really. How many number ones have I gotten wrong?
Oh, I bet you there's 12 of them. There's a lot of them.
I was just so sure on that one.
I know you were.
Wow, it's exhausting. Yes.
I'm laughing at you. My gut hurts from laughing.
All right. Number two. Give me the other bad news.
I hope you ace the rest of them.
Boy, oh boy.
There are 5 different blood groups.
5 different blood groups. That's false. There are 4.
Yeah, A, B. A, B, A, B, and O.
And O.
Yeah.
First back on the winning track.
The first animal sent into space was a monkey.
No, it was a dog.
No, it was fruit flies.
Fruit flies? Yeah. No.
We're sent into space on a V-2 rocket in 1947.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking late 50s. But
I still had those same fruit flies, I think.
Do you really? Yeah. Flying around your head. Yeah. But I still got it right.
You got it right. Right. K is worth 4 points in Scrabble.
I think that's true.
It is true, Phil.
Woo-hoo!
The black box on a plane is black.
And that's not true because we just had that on the news not too long ago. It's so they can spot it. It's like orange or gold or something.
Our blood contains gold.
I think that's true.
It is true.
Woo! Boy, I'm worth a lot then, right? Maybe.
No comment. Well, not on the first one, you're not. Humans lose an average of 75 hairs from their head each month.
I think that's false.
It is false. We actually, you're going to make fun of me, but we actually can lose up to 75 strands per day.
Per day? Wow.
No wonder it's not coming.
Wow. I know Annie the cat's losing about that.
Is she?
Yeah, she's shedding. It's a wonderful season.
Yes. Throw her outside for a while.
No, she's not an outside cat.
Mm, she would be.
Well, she could be, but... I like my birds, too.
Yeah. About 1/3 of all Americans live within 500 miles of the state of Wisconsin.
That's got to be false.
It is false.
Woo-hoo!
There are more than 2 million deer in the state.
I think that's false.
It is false. It seems like it when you drive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that is false.
All right,
the flag was adopted in 1863 and has not changed since then.
I think that's false.
It is false. It was redesigned in 1913 and again in 1979.
Woo-hoo!
What'd you get, buddy?
9 of 10. I was so sure on that. Was the one I was maybe the most sure on, other than the black box one.
I knew that. Yeah, you knew the black box.
Yeah.
And you knew the flag, too. You answered that really fast.
Right. I knew it had been changed. And I also was thinking, of course, the state became a state in 1848, so I was thinking maybe the flag was developed before that date. But nonetheless, 9 of 10.
Got him again.
Not a fridge hanger. That one from October is getting quite yellow on the fridge.
Is that because of our fingerprints there?
That, too. You're spilling sweet and sour sauce on it.
Well, I tell you what, we found a gem in that, didn't we?
That sweet and sour sauce? That's good stuff.
We eat it on everything.
Yeah, that's good.
Cereal, oatmeal, it doesn't matter.
I don't know about cereal.
Well, just run with it, Phil. But anyway, I hope you guys, I hope you have a good day. I really do. I hope you can get over it.
Boy. I can't. Well, I learned something. So if I get stung by a jellyfish,
Don't be on it.
No.
Have a great day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
This day in history, 1941, President Roosevelt signed the Lend-Lease Act, which provided war supplies to Allied countries during World War II. In 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev was chosen to succeed the late Konstantin Chernenko as the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party. 1985. And in 2011, a magnitude 9 earthquake and resulting tsunami struck Japan's northeastern coast on this day. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here is a look at today's VIP list. Happy birthday to Cashton Olson, who turns 9, from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. We have wishes going out today to Talia Lee from St. Mary's School. And happy birthday, Gail Stibbe. Enjoy your special day with lots of love from Shane, Brianna, Blake, Jerry, and Betty. Happy birthday to Sue Ann McNamer and Dawn Satterley from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday from Bob and Heidi Shear this week to Robert Bindle. Happy birthday, Bob, this week. Greetings to the Bloom City Town Crier VIPs, Nick Hallett and Rod Harris. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Matthew Cheer, to Bertha Swinehart, and Angie Tanner. And a happy birthday wish to Phyllis Burns and also to Glenda Dobbs from Janet and Arden. Happy birthday to Marilyn Schmidt and Zachary Borton as well from the Richland Center Lions Club.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Today is Worship of Tools Day. Since tools assist people in many ways, they are worth being celebrated. They've set aside a day today to, honor whatever. Like tape measure, blowtorch, hammer. Maybe the most important device of all, the hammer. Although pliers come into play, too. Needle nose pliers and screwdrivers, although I never have the right one. You know, it's like a, what head is that? Oh, it's a Phillips. No, don't. I just have a straight edge. Wait a minute. It's a star. Wait. Oh, okay, that doesn't work. So, nonetheless, honor those today, I guess. Then I never remember, okay, is it in the garage? I've got a house toolbox. Is it in the toolbox of the Super C? You know, lots of troubles. So anyway, maybe a good day to gather them up and organize them. We're at 38 right now. Here's the latest from Dan and Shay.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best thing.
Been drinking kids on a back road. Good.
Dan and Shay on the radio. This is Phil Nee. Hoping you have a great day. We'll be back your way with sports and trivia next hour.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Good morning. It is a sunny 38 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Partly cloudy, breezy, and sharply cooler today with a high of 47. Tonight, quiet and cool with scattered clouds, a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 5 miles per hour. And after a low of 29, it's 38 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School District currently provides alternative education options to students in four different ways. The Partner School, the Richland Online Academy, an off-campus alternative ed, and RC. These four methods have allowed the district to increase learning options in an effort to provide the best educational experience for all students. District Administrator Steve Board told the Board of Education at last night's meeting that the district is continually analyzing and exploring ways to make these alt-ed options the best versions while operating as efficiently as possible. The original goal was to grow the partner school at a slower rate to ensure that the components and foundation for success were established. The current enrollment is 25 students. Board stated that the district will be expanding the enrollment to 40 students for the 2025-26 school year. Currently, there are 18 students on a waiting list to enroll in Partner. In the off-campus alternative education option, it is available for students where the district is legally required to provide a free and appropriate public education, but where students are generally not able, through impairment or other, to be on school property. In these cases, staff are facilitating the individual's education by meeting with them in person or virtually regularly and providing them with homework in between meeting sessions. The current enrollment of the off-campus alternative is 6 to 9 students. There is a need for slightly more staffing to accommodate the needs of all students in the programming structure. The board is being asked to consider adding a quarter full-time equivalent to the current staffing, which will create one FTE for this alternative programming. This may be divided between multiple individuals or by one. In addition, this position would be able to take on a larger role in the GED Option 2 program. The proposal for the 2025-26 school year for the Richland Online Academy is to revamp it to create a platform that is mostly online. Instead of having one curriculum resource to use, the district would have several different options for students to use for their education. In fact, any one student could actually have multiple platforms they could use, with Schoology as the hub for students to access the material, with links taking them to outside sources. The district would also have the ability to purchase curriculum textbooks and resources for families that want to take a more active role in their child's education. These resources would be available to the families and then turned back into the district upon completion, becoming available to another family. The administration staff feels this would allow the district to draw more homeschooled families while still allowing the families families to have a very active role in their education. If families are looking for a faith-based component, they would need to supplement that part on their own, as public school funds could not be used to purchase this type of curriculum. All curricula would be vetted through the Director of Curriculum and Instruction to ensure they align with state standards. On average, the anticipated spending is around $3,000 per student per year. For the 2025-26 school year, that allocation is expected to be $12,221. With this revamping of ROA, administration is proposing hiring one FTE certified teacher who will help facilitate a child's education. This would involve meeting with the family and student each term to ensure they are progressing along and taking a more active role in assisting students who are not making adequate progress. This individual would also be a resource for families and students to reach out to if they are struggling with technology or any of their courses. This program is modeled after the Nakusa School District. In Nakusa, one teacher has 80 students on their caseload. A minimum of 35 students are anticipated to be enrolled in this program in the Richland School District. The number could be as high as 75 to 80 if an experienced alternate education teacher were hired for this position. The program is likely to have a slight deficit in the first year of around $50,000, but should be self-funding or produce a surplus when at capacity in year two and beyond. A plan for the possibility of a new charter school was also discussed at last night's meeting. We will have more on that in tomorrow's newscast. District Administrator Steve Board reported that last week's parent-teacher conferences, which were canceled due to weather, will not be rescheduled. If you have a concern, you are asked to reach out to the teacher or staff. In the same respect, staff who has concerns about a student will reach out to you. Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a capital budget he calls a critical step to address aging infrastructure. With a $4.3 billion price tag, the Democratic governor's proposal includes nearly $1.6 billion for projects on University of Wisconsin campuses and more than $493 million for cost of his previously announced plan to overhaul Wisconsin's correction system. Evers on Tuesday warned that putting off the projects could drive up the final cost amid President Donald Trump's push for tariffs. But the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, quickly called the plan another example of Evers' irresponsible spending. A Republican Wisconsin congressman wants to end federal subsidies for EV charging stations. DePere Republican Tony Weed's bill targets efforts to expand coverage of the EV charging system in rural areas across the country. Earlier this month, the Trump administration suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, as well as state EV charging plans. Weed, the former owner of a chain of gas stations, said he sees a future in electric vehicles, but doesn't believe taxpayer money should subsidize them. The Wisconsin DOT said the state received more than $78 million from the federal program, $63 million of which is now at risk. Van Orden urges Musk to spare vets, farmers from federal cuts. 3rd Congressional District Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says he spoke with the billionaire last week and that Musk assured him the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, will be more refined in its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. Van Orden says he'll raise farm and veterans issues when he meets with DOGE staff and that federal benefits to vets and farmers won't be interrupted. The Federal Department of Veteran Affairs employs almost 500,000 people, with more than 25% of them being veterans, and the Associated Press reported last week that there are plans to cut over 80,000 jobs at the department. The largest and most comprehensive post-election audit of voting equipment in Wisconsin history took place following the 2024 general election. The hand count of the paper ballots audited found no errors that would be attributable to the electronic voting system. Consequently, Wisconsin Elections Commission members at their quarterly meeting on Friday unanimously determined the error rate of the 2024 post-election voting equipment audit as 0%. Commissioners determined and electronic voting equipment utilized statewide, performed in accordance with certification standards, and tabulated votes accurately. A total of 327,230 ballots, approximately 10% of all ballots cast statewide, were counted by hand during the 2024 post-election voting equipment audit. Audits are also conducted as a public meeting in each community selected. For context, 145,000 ballots were audited as part of the 2020 post-election audit, and 222,075 were audited in 2022. Local election officials have many responsibilities, and after having just administered a general election, they were then required to immediately pivot to conduct these audits. Their audit summaries include a comparison between the total votes recorded by the voting equipment and the total votes hand-counted on the paper ballots during the audit. WEC staff reviewed every submission and followed up for additional information when necessary. They found no election equipment changed votes from one candidate to another, incorrectly tabulated votes, or altered the outcome of any audited contest. Additionally, there was no evidence of programming errors, unauthorized alterations or hacking of voting equipment software, or malfunctions of voting equipment that altered the outcome of any races on the ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will depose Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell as part of an ongoing investigation into 193 uncounted ballots from the November election. Friday's unanimous vote followed sharp criticism from WEC Chair Ann Jacobs. Jacobs referred to the time lag between the first bag of ballots being opened in late November and successive missteps before the issue came to light publicly a month later, calling it absolutely shocking. A spokesperson for the city said the clerk's office is cooperating with the investigation. Also last week, liberal law firm Law Forward initiated a class action lawsuit against the city and Dane County on behalf of four Madison voters whose ballots were among those uncounted. Two-time congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is running again for Wisconsin's 3rd District. Cook, a Democrat, lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last fall by nearly 3 percentage points, but outperformed Democrats Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin on the ballot. She previously ran for the seat in 2022, losing in the primary to Brad Paff. Cook is the first candidate to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berg is also considering a run for Congress.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals, with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 11th. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died March 3rd. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Larry Logan Winger, 74 of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74 of Richland Center. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th, from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 12th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Grace.
Jerry Preston, the market's open in right about an hour. Futures pointing to a higher open after Monday's big sell-off. The S&P and the Dow losing 2% of their value. The NASDAQ shaved off 4%. Investors remaining cautious about President Trump's tariffs and his refusal to rule out a possible recession. High-stakes talks between Ukraine and the U.S. are taking place in Saudi Arabia.
Ukraine will propose a mutual pause with Russia on long-range strikes from the air and sea. On the agenda also, the Trump administration's freeze of U.S. military aid and intelligence sharing that is already dangerously hurting Ukraine's ability to defend itself.
ABC's Patrick Rievel at the Foreign Desk. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Trump administration has finished its six-week purge of USAID, cutting 83% of the staff. House Republicans will vote today on their spending bill continuing resolution that would fund the government at current levels through the end of September. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversation.